I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is the Nest or Minisode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be, inside or outside.
And delicious is the key word there, Marjorie. We're talking about outside grilling today. Okay, so we are in the thick of summer. So I thought when it comes to the Nest, it would be really fun to talk about some of the grilling essentials or grilling must-haves that are taking our food game at the Reimers household to a whole new level. And I have some really good recommendations.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this, right? Are you ready? Do you want to give something or do you want me to start?
Okay, I'll start because this is all I've got for this. Because we don't even have a barbecue anymore. We left it in St. Paul when we moved from St. Paul. We have, and this is what my husband gets really excited about, and it won't compare to Jay's, we have a Ninja.
A Ninja what?
Do you know what those, it's a Ninja indoor grill.
Well, then, yeah, but Ninja makes like blenders and stuff. So I was like, what Ninja do you have?
It's a Ninja indoor grill.
Well, that's okay. That's great.
And that's all we use now. And I miss actually having outdoor grilling stuff, but the Ninjas are pretty good. If you don't have the space to have a barbecue outside, I would have to say it's a pretty good replacement. So that's what we use here right now.
I think that's totally fine. And whatever, yeah. I mean, whatever you're using to cook food is great. And you can figure out like a grill setup that works for you that you want. Took us 10 years of being together to get a grill set up that is finally good. That's exactly how it went. I think that's great. Okay, so I have a few things that I think will make your grilling really great. So number one, I want to talk about this seasoning blend that Jay got. I may have talked about this before. If I have, forgive me, because here it is. It's so good. So it's called the Bearded Butchers. Now, Jay did a ton of research on when he got his fancy grill that we'll talk about in a second. He did a ton of research on grilling techniques and smoking techniques and all of that. And the Bearded Butchers are a couple of guys who make these seasoning blends that are unbelievable good. So good. So he got a 4-pack. One is Cajun, one's Chipotle, one's hot, and one's original.
Oh, nice.
And then of the original, he bought a huge bucket of it. So he has like the little plastic container and then he refills it out of the bucket.
Right.
And we use this seasoning on chicken, on pork chops. I love the hot on pork chops.
Oh, that sounds so good. We use it on steaks.
We use it on so many things. I think it would be really good on salmon. And I was also reading on the side of it that you can mix it in with mayo to make like a seasoned
sour cream,
which God loves some waffle fries and seasoned sour cream.
Oh my God, you're making me so hungry.
I know. Well, it's almost getting to be lunchtime. So that is intentional. It's delicious. But these are so good. So if you have anybody who's really into grilling, like I think we're going to get a pack of these for everybody for Christmas because I've even used the seasonings on a roast chicken in the oven and not done it on the grill. And they're fabulous, Marjorie.
You know,
so
I don't think you've talked about this before.
Oh, good.
Because if you had, I would have bought this for Ian for Father's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been a good Father's Day gift.
Yeah. No, I don't think you've talked about this. This is exciting, actually, because to have a go-to set of seasonings makes everything so much easier.
Well, and they're not scary ingredients. You know, there's right. no like it. It's just not packed. A lot of seasonings you look at and it's just packed with so much junk. It really yep. is. And these are no sugar. There's no anti-caking agents.
There's no
MSG. Some people are really sensitive to MSG. There's
right.
nothing like that. It's just delicious spices and sea salt.
Perfect.
Yeah. Get it. Do it. You'll be really happy that you did and you'll use it all the time. Okay. And then when it comes to grilling, so we have three grills, but we have two that we use all the time. For our entire marriage and relationship, we only had a Weber like charcoal grill.
Right.
And that was like all my dad grilled on when I was growing up. And so that's all we had. And Jay forever wanted something different. So when we did the kitchen remodel, we bought a flat top grill and I linked up one of them because I was just out to dinner with my sister-in-law last night. She got one for my brother-in-law after we got ours, and they make fried rice on it all the time. It's a big flat top grill. So our friends had one at their cabin, and they did like big family breakfast for everybody at the cabin. Cooked up bacon, eggs, everything, all outside. Pancakes, the whole deal. And we use it. Jade makes smash burgers and we use it for smash burgers. My in-laws use it for fried rice. You can just really make great things and you can cook outside and they're like $200 and they're propane and they're not super expensive or crazy. I mean, you can get more expensive ones, but
the one I'm looking at, is this the one you have?
That one's a Blackstone 4-burner. That one's $420. So that's a little bit more expensive. We have a Blackstone, like a more basic model that was like $250.
Oh, this is gorgeous though.
They're awesome. So you can go as fancy as you want, right. But I'm telling you, we have one that's very basic. It's very basic. And I think it was $250, and it was so worth it because we used it the entire remodel. That was like the only thing we cooked on during our kitchen right. renovation. But right. then we use it all the time since.
Oh, I love that. Now I may have to... We may have to get a grill game going because that actually, I look at that and I think, oh, that's fun because I can already taste what we could make on that.
It's better for burgers. I think it's better for like chicken and stuff because the juices don't just go through the grill grates. They stay right. on there and then you can still cook outside. The next grill that we have, now this was the big ticket item. Jay got a Green Egg, a big Green Egg grill, which is like the big, amazing, real deal pellet grill that he uses as a smoker. You can use it. It can get to super high temperatures. You can use it all year long. You can smoke turkeys on it. I mean, you can do anything. And I will say, you know, for 10 years, we had an $80 grill. So we kind of like, I was like, if we spent like $100 a year on a grill, yes. then we get to this one. And that's sort of where we're at. But he loves it so much and he's gotten so excited about using it and super into it. And I feel like anything that's expensive is worth it if you use it, right?
Right. Oh, I agree with that.
If it's just going to sit there, then it's not worth it. But if you have somebody who's like excited about grilling, and I think, you know, in our relationship, it's a little bit stereotypical because it's my husband that's into it. I don't know how to operate the grill at all. But it has really made meal prep more of a collaborative process for us versus just me making something and then him coming home and deciding if he likes it, frankly. Right. And that's a very irritating dynamic for me. Yeah. So us having a conversation of, hey, I want to make this week. Oh, great. Then I'll make this. Let's plan out the timing. Oh, should we invite some friends over? We had our neighbors over for steaks just the other night. And it was so much more fun when we're both part of the process. So
right.
I recommend the Green Egg because it's great, but I also want to recommend it as sort of a symbolic item in terms of find something that somebody else in your household is excited about cooking on so that you can have more of a team dynamic. And it doesn't have to be every night. You know, we don't cook on the Egg every night, but we do at least once a week.
That's awesome.
Just that once a week has really changed the pressure for me of making food, and it's made it more of a collaborative experience. So that's been very good.
I've never known anybody that bought the Green Egg that didn't love it.
Yeah.
Like people who use that are evangelists for it. And
it's like a little bit of a learning curve. You have to like get into it. And then once you do, you're really great. And then the last thing that I just want to recommend is anything cast iron. Like cooking in cast iron is so great. And if you get Lodge cast iron skillets, which you can get literally at the hardware store for like $30, they are so useful. You can pass them down to your children. And I just want to, I've been doing a lot of research into cooking in aluminum, which when you learn about that, you don't want to cook in aluminum.
Yeah.
So cooking in like those like disposable aluminum pans or wrapping things in foil and cooking on them, according to a lot of research, is not so great. So just use your cast iron skillets to do that. Like if I'm even when like Jay boils brats on the grill and I have made him stop using the aluminum disposable pans. I mean, they're not great for the environment either to dispose of that. And then also it's not really great for your health. So I have him do it in cast iron right on the grill, and your cast iron skillet can handle anything you throw at it. And it's inexpensive and heavy. So it's like a weightlifting exercise.
And
every
it's not that hard to take care of. A lot of people don't do it because it's hard to take care of. There is some care involved. I mean, I would be lying to say that it's as easy as other pots and pans, but other pots and pans come with some interesting problems.
Right.
And so I think that it's so, I love cast iron. I love cooking in it. I love making breakfast in it. But I will say my boys, who are both much better cooks than I am, are coveting. My mom has her original cast iron.
Yeah.
And she has one pan, Elizabeth, that is so huge. And everybody wants that pan because I've never seen a cast iron pan that big. But when you say you can pass it down, if you think about that, like my mom would be passing that down two generations. And it's the same as it was the day she bought it. And that's pretty cool when you think about circular economy and buying things that are good for the environment. Something that can last that long and go to your grandchildren is crazy cool.
It totally is. And I think they're really worth it. And there are other fancy ones, like Smithy is a brand of cast iron that Lori Kroll at Golden Fig carries them. And they're like the most gorgeous things. And I like really covet them. They're very beautiful. And I will eventually get one of those because I just cannot stop thinking about them. But Lodge is, it's about as economical as you can get. I mean, I have one that I've had for 10 years that was $30. And it has a top and a bottom. And you can use both of them as pans. Yep. It's awesome.
I bought Campbell a cast iron Dutch oven.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the company, but it was this great company. It's a family-owned company, small. I'll have to look it up if I could. I'll do it in a follow-up. But I loved sort of the vibe of the company. It was a little bit more expensive. But the cool thing about cast iron is even though I know I paid a little bit more for it, he will have that forever.
Yeah, forever. Absolutely, he can pass it to his kids. It's very good stuff. So happy grilling. If you're cooking outside, it's great. And shout out to Jay Reimers, who makes the best reverse seared steaks that money can buy. Really good. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.